Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, where we talk to all the people that you need to know coming up in Hollywood. Of course, today's no different. You've seen her in Meet the Blacks, and you've also seen her on Tyler Perry's Love Thy Neighbor. It's the one and only Zulai, and now is here with us today. We're going to have some new music from Corinne Bailey Ray, and also, who's going to be in that New Edition biopic? Make sure you stay tuned right here on Black Hollywood Live next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live next.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, you know how we do here every single week. We're talking to the people that you need to know. Today is no different. You've seen her beautiful face everywhere, okay? She's been in movies, on film, everything, television. The one and only Zulai, and now is here with us. Hello.
Thank you. Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You are stunning. Like, you're naturally beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You know how some people have to try? Like, you don't have to.
You don't have to try either.
Oh, so. You're so sweet.
And you said my name perfectly.
Oh,
I'm like in awe and shocked by you. Even though you asked me, nobody really gets it like right away.
Right. What do they typically say?
Oh my God.
They say Zulai.
Zulaya. Zulaika. I'm like, do you see a K in my name? I'm like, where is that coming from?
Right. Oh, and of course me, Megan Thomas at McScoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. Make sure you use the hashtag BHL next with all of your questions because we want to hear from you guys. So let's get into it. Let's talk about a few casting things before we get into all your business.
Okay.
So of course, BET has a New Edition biopic that's coming out, and the people in this movie, I mean, you've seen them everywhere. There's Dwayne Martin, Tank, Faison Love, Empire's Breezy, who plays Frida Gatz, and also Brashear Gray, who's also on Empire. I mean, there's so many people in this thing, and it's going to be coming out in 2017 on BET as well. I'm excited. There's a lot of biopics.
There's a lot of biopics right now.
Who would you want to play in a biopic?
That's a good question. You know, I was... Well, let me not even go there, but I that's a great question. I was doing a biopic and it kind of fell apart and I don't want to talk about it because it's still a little, but I don't know. I don't know who I would really want to do a biopic. I have to think about that.
Right.
Someone strong and you know, just a woman that inspired the masses and someone, or maybe not, or maybe she inspired the masses after, you know, something terrible. Who knows?
But, okay. Well, yeah. We'll put that out there.
Yeah.
It's a good thought.
It's a good thing to ponder.
Right. For sure. Let's get into some new music, some fresh beats now. Corinne Bailey Ray hasn't been out for a while. She actually has a new album called The Heart Speaks and Whispers. It's her third album, 16 tracks in total. I love this girl. She's got the group King and Esperanza Spalding featured. Let's give a little listen to her newest song, Green Aphrodisiac.
I'm green on you and I want
love her. I love her.
Lost in your wonderland.
Get it, girl.
Green
Aphrodisiac. Her third album.
Kiss me, your lips taste the honey. Summer's in me, stop a humming.
Definitely. Definitely sexy, definitely. I love it.
The fact that she's got two super masculine toned men as the dancers.
Right, it's super sexy. I mean, you see them like touching. I'm like, this is a good look for her because you remember back in the day she had the song, Girl, Put Your Records On.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't really sing. I know, somebody's like, ugh.
No, you're brave because I really wouldn't even do that.
But yeah, she's had that song, and then she had another album. If you remember back, I think it was I can't remember what year it was, but right before she released her second album, her husband died of an accidental overdose. So her second album was really dark.
Sad and deep and dark.
Now she found love. She got married again. So
colorful,
she's back.
It's beautiful. She got married again?
Yeah, she did. She did good for her. So check that out. The Heart Speaks and Whispers out right now. Corinne Bailey Ray's new album. That's sexy. That makes me wanna.
I think I need to download that one specific song.
It's good.
Beautiful.
Green Aphrodisiac, y'all.
Green Aphrodisiac.
Let's talk about you.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay, so you are Colombian.
Colombian, yeah.
You know what I noticed? Colombian women are so stunning and they're so, like, super sexy without even trying.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
You know, when I do go to Colombia, I'm like, wow, there's some really beautiful women
right.
there. And it's just kind of like, I get a lot of people tell me that. And I mean, it's a nice thing for that part of the world, Colombia specifically, and Medellin, where I'm from, to be revered as this place where all these beautiful women come from. I mean, I love Sofia Vergara.
And right.
Shakira, I mean, they're just so beautiful.
Wait, Shakira's Colombian too, right?
She is.
See, all the prettiest women are from Colombia. I love it.
I was just on her page this morning.
Were you?
Her. Yeah. love her.
So do you, okay, so you're obviously fluent in Spanish, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, when you get mad, do you, like, curse in Spanish? Do you, like, go off in Spanish? Do you have your Spanish moments?
I do have my Spanish moments with my mom, especially Colombian moments with my mom.
Okay.
And they're really funny, but I like to curse in English.
Really?
Yeah.
There's just more power to it?
It's just more powerful. Like, I've been doing it longer. There's specific words that I kind of, my words that I kind of, my go-to words that just fit anywhere. So,
right. Yeah. Okay. I feel you. Did you ever, you know, growing up, I know you grew up in Jersey, right?
Partly. I went to Massachusetts. I graduated from high school in Massachusetts. Everybody thinks I'm from Jersey, and that I did spend a lot of time there, and my family's a lot of my family's still there.
Right.
And I did go to high school part of the time, but it's hard for me to say where I really grew up, because I kind of grew up all over the place. I was in Massachusetts. I was in New York as a kid. Okay. And I was in New Jersey. I mean, I was just all over the East Coast.
Right. Yeah. Did you always know that you want to be an actress?
I did. Like, I was that kid that would play dead in the kitchen.
Really?
My mom would come home and I'd be laying there and with, like, ketchup all over me. So I did everything when I was a kid. Ballet, tap, jazz. I was always somehow performing. I just didn't know how I was going to do it.
Right.
So.
And were your parents always supportive of you and your dreams?
My mom was.
Okay.
My mom was. My father was a little more, you know, as he should have been, because it's you know, it's hard, as you know, it's a hard career,
sure.
And it's, you know, if you don't take it seriously, like, you have to really take this on as a job. And my mom was kind of a dreamer like me, and he would get mad at her and say, why are you telling her to do this? Why don't you tell her to go be a doctor or something? Because they were immigrants, and I understood my father's apprehension for it.
Right.
But now he loves it. He's like, so what are you doing now? What are you doing next? I'm like, we.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know you went to the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts, right?
Yeah.
How did you go from that into going to the Army?
It was before. So.
Oh, so how did you do that?
Crazy. I was just, you know, I needed money for college. So I did 3 years active duty. And while I was there, I was traveling a lot. I went to Central America on, like, these huge, you know, hurricane relief missions. And I just got to see the world in such a different way that normal 21-year-olds saw them. And I was like, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. That's a big world, and there's a huge opportunity, and I'm rich compared to the way that kids lack opportunity and lack resources in impoverished countries.
Right.
So it was a huge eye-opening experience for me. And when I, you know, I started telling people when I was in the Army, they're like, you're really going to go and go to acting school? And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the day, like the week that I was leaving, they offered me like a $15,000 reenlistment bonus.
Right.
You know, I needed that money.
Right.
And I said, no. I said, I'm going to go. And it was that week. I was in acting school. Like, I drove to New York from North Carolina, and I was in acting school the next week. Like, I was not.
You weren't playing,
yeah,
right.
I was very serious about it, yeah.
That's so good. Because, you know, so many people are like, I don't know how I'm going to make the transition from my regular job to my dream and my goal.
Right.
Was there ever any hesitation for you? Like, maybe I shouldn't do this?
No. No, I've just never been fearful in that way.
Right.
I was hesitant because I didn't know the path and I didn't know how to get there. But once you start doing the work and once you're in school, then you start meeting people who inevitably you're going to have, the resources are there. You're going to meet them in class. You're going to have a teacher that really likes you. You're going to have, you're going to do a theater workshop where you meet somebody else. So it just kind of compounds and builds on itself.
Right.
As you know, that's how life works.
Exactly.
You have to just get started.
Okay. So then you were in acting school. How did you make the transition from being in New York and then deciding I'm ready to go to LA?
It didn't happen that way. I didn't want to come to LA.
Really?
I didn't. I was coming to LA for 3 months out of the year to just get my feet wet in pilot season, and I never booked anything.
Right.
I go to New York and I book this movie, Jennifer Lopez's first first movie out of her production company.
Okay.
And then I booked another movie, and then I came out to LA and I met with this agency at the time. It was UTA, and I'd just done Fighting, and they're like, well, we want to rep you. But you have to move here. We don't have a New York office. And I was like, what? So I called my mom and I'm like, they want me to move here. And she's like, well, you have to move there. So that day, like, I started looking. I went on Craigslist and found, like, a little studio apartment.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have any bad, like, LA roommate stories?
I only had one roommate the whole time I was here. And it was it was fine. She was a friend of mine.
Okay,
we just,
good.
It was fine, but we are very different people in general. Like, she's kind of, I loved light and I loved broad daylight early in the morning.
Right.
She's like, she likes it pitch dark. So right. I'd be up in the morning drinking coffee, trying to have like a beautiful bright day. And she'd have all, I'm like, Annie, we can't do this. We need to like open right. up the blinds and let the sun in. But no problems. It was all good. Just that one little thing.
Right. Oh, by the way, I meant to ask you. So you were in the Army, so you know how to shoot guns, right?
I do.
What's your favorite gun to shoot?
I like shooting a 9mm because it's sexy and it's light, but uh-huh. shooting an M16 is a lot of fun.
Look at you!
Yeah.
Oh
and
my
a 50
gosh.
Cal, I shot a 50 cal, but that is so heavy,
serious?
Like the kickback on that weapon.
Right, like it'll throw your shoulder out for
it
sure.
It will hurt you if you're not prepared for it.
Wow, yeah. Look at you! Yeah. Shooting guns, beware guys, beware.
Beware, because I'm good, I'm a sharpshooter.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Yes.
My hand-eye coordination's so off. Not good for me. So, what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to be in Tyler Perry's show Love Thy Neighbor?
Well, that was the first thing I did with him. I'm uh-huh. on his show now called If Loving You Is Wrong.
Right.
So, you know, Tyler, the first thing I did with him was a movie, The Single Moms Club, mm-hmm. in which my character Esperanza started in that film.
Right.
So he called me one day and he's like, hey. I'm like, hey. And I remember I was at like a some random place at lunch, and I see him calling me, and I walk out of the restaurant. I'm like, why is Tyler calling me? And he's like, I have this show and I want to know if you want to reprise your role as Esperanza. And mm-hmm. I was like yelling through the phone, I'm like, yes, absolutely. So it was, Tyler's been very good to me.
I know, and I want to say this, Single Moms Club is a really good movie.
It's okay? A really good movie.
It is,
right?
Check it out on Netflix. Yeah. I love it. And I remember seeing you on there and I was like, oh, this girl's really good.
Thank you. It was a really good little movie. I loved the story. I mean, there's good eye candy in it.
Yes,
the
for
girls
sure.
are all amazing. I mm-hmm. love working with Nia and Wendy and all those girls. It was right. a fun. What's her name? Oh my God, Coco's so funny.
Yes.
If you
yes.
want to just laugh all the time for no damn reason, that's who you hang out with.
Right, yeah. right. I love her. She's actually been here before. She's
I'm
been
sure
on our show
is.
Before.
She's everywhere.
She's
Coco
awesome.
Makes her rounds.
She does. She does. So then, of course, you were talking about the Single Moms Club, and then that led into Love Thy Neighbor, and then that led to If Loving You Is Wrong.
Right.
Okay.
I was only on Love Thy Neighbor for like one season.
How did that go from Love Thy Neighbor to If Loving You Is Wrong?
You know, it wasn't a good fit for me on that show when I wanted to explore another opportunity, and mm-hmm. Tyler said, yeah, go do it. And so I did another TV show, and then I came back and he's like, okay, well, I have this other show. And I was like, yes, that's the one that I want to do, because it's you know, we've already done it. It's the same character. It's just, you know,
right.
building it around five other women, and working with this particular cast of women is so beautiful, because
right.
we've all become friends. So
yeah.
now it's like summer camp.
Right,
we
right,
go
right.
to work and I'm like, hey girl, what you been? It's just so much fun, and I never thought that working with women all the time like that would be this easy.
And who have we had on the show from here? We've had Edwina Finley.
I just saw her yesterday. I love her.
Yes, April Parker Jones.
Why am I the last one to come through?
You're not. We have some more that has to come in. You're not. I promise. But yeah, so do you consider yourself more of a dramatic actress, or would you rather do comedic stuff?
Okay, this is very weird. I've been booking a lot of comedic stuff, like the mm-hmm. movie I did with Mike. I don't consider myself a comedian. I'm actually very uncomfortable in a comedic setting. I have all these friends who are comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why do I keep getting into these situations? I love a good drama.
Right.
Because those are the movies I love to watch. Like, mm-hmm. my favorite movie is, Osage County.
Oh, really?
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why can't I think of the name? I've watched it six times. So I really like deep, just character-driven stories that I really haven't had a chance to like do yet.
Okay.
But I'm not mad at comedy. I mean, I just did this movie with Mike, and mm-hmm. it was really funny. I'm really proud of it.
Right. Yeah. What's your dream role then? Your dream role or the dream person to work with?
The dream person to Meryl Streep is like
really?
Very high up on that list. I like Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Yeah, I like film that provokes a lot of thought in me. I love a film that touches me, that makes me challenge my own ideals, and that makes me grow and just see a different perspective of whatever they're talking about.
Right.
Why I go to the movies.
Right. Is there ever any role that you'd be like, I can't do that, I wouldn't do it justice, or is there any role that you just say no to?
No. It hasn't happened yet, and I can't see myself thinking in that way. I mean, if it just doesn't, I mean, there have been auditions that have come my way and I'm like, I'm just not getting the material or the material and I are not just gelling. That's one thing. But I think that as an actor, you and I, not even as an actor, as human beings, you and I have the capability of potentially feeling every feeling, every emotion that the next person has, because we're all in this world together. Like, you are no different than I. And
right.
Because we came from different places, we have different experiences, but there's no way that I can say I can't have that experience ever, because we're the same.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That is a really good way to put it. So, of course, you know, working with Tyler Perry a lot, what would you say is probably the biggest piece of advice you've gotten from him?
Tyler, he's instilled a lot of confidence in me. You know, from the time that we did the movie, you know, I remember there was a specific scene that I was having trouble getting through for a very personal and, just personal reason. And he pulled me to the side and he said, you know, he had a very beautiful way of getting through to the heart of the issue. He's very intuitive in that way. And he instilled a lot of confidence in me that day. And I think to be a performer, I think you have to love not only what you do, but you just have to have love for yourself, because
right.
like we were talking about before we went live, without confidence and without showing up for the story, without showing up for your interview, without showing up for your story, then you're not present.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Good advice. You know, I'm like, oh, I feel like I've been with Tyler Perry, because everybody that's come here, we ask that question too, and they give us all these different nuggets. Yes. I'm like, oh, I think I'm Tyler Perry ready.
Yeah.
Just playing.
And
not
he's
ready.
Very spiritual. You know, he keeps mm-hmm. himself very grounded and very, very spiritually grounded. And I think that's been one of the biggest things that has made him so successful.
Right. Have you met Oprah, by the way?
I have.
Were you like, ah, Oprah, when you met her?
I kind of was. Well, the first time I met Oprah, I've met her a couple of times, but the first time I met her, I was devastated, because I was at work at the studio in uh-huh. Atlanta, and I'm having the one scene the whole season where I'm pretty much in, like, lingerie and couldn't look anymore. You know what I mean? And Tyler comes knocking on the door. He's like, come on, just come down the hallway. And I'm like, where are we going? He's like, just come down. I'm like, and I look down the hallway and I see Oprah. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, he's like, she doesn't care. So I run down there. I'm trying to cover myself up. And I'm like, hi. Oh, I didn't even know what to do. I'm the only undressed person at this little gathering. And she was lovely.
Oh, that's good.
She's so sweet. I love her. I call her Auntie Oprah. She doesn't know this. I don't call her Auntie Oprah to her face, but I think she's my aunt.
I know, right? I feel like, yeah, we're homegirls. She doesn't know me, though, but we're homegirls.
She doesn't know that she's my aunt.
Right.
But I'm manifesting that somehow.
See, exactly. So your latest movie is Meet the Blacks.
Yes.
With Mike Epps, you play his wife. Mm-hmm. How was it working on that set? Because there were so many funny people on that set. We've had Brisha here.
Lord.
She was talking about it was like the most fun time in our life. What was that like for you?
Whatever Brisha said, I concur. We were together the entire time. Mike might be the funniest person I've ever met. And I've met some funny people.
Right.
He just makes every moment light. Mm-hmm. And he'll just say the most random thing and it's hilarious. And you're like, how does that even make any sense with the current situation?
Right.
It's just so funny. And then watching Mike Tyson with his wig on,
right.
just looking at him with that wig, I'm like, I cannot keep a straight face.
So was it hard to
just
like...
It was hard. The director had to reel us in a lot. Like, uh-huh. I said action and I'm just trying to turn around and get myself composed. But, you know.
Well, you did fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Make sure you guys check that out.
Meet the Blacks.
Yes. So you've done a lot of different movies, films, you know, TV shows. What's been your favorite project to date?
That's such a tough question, because I love every... I loved Meet the Blacks. Then I'm in love with this film that's coming out now. And mm-hmm. I hate answering that question, because
right.
it's not really fair, because they're all so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the movie that I am talking to you about now, it's called True Memoirs of an International Assassin. It's a Netflix film opposite Kevin James and Andy Garcia.
Okay.
Now, in this movie, I get to shoot guns.
Yes.
I get to fight people. I jump out of a helicopter. I mean, you can't beat that. But
right.
it doesn't take away from all the other fun and amazing things that I've done, like on set with Mike. But they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited about this next movie.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. When does it come out? Do we know yet?
No, I believe September
okay.
this year for sure. But I believe it's towards, like, September, October.
Right. So now you get to put your Army gun skills to use. Did you do a lot of your own stunts?
I had a stunt double and a group of stunt coordinators that worked with me, but I am proud to say that I did some of them, not all of them, right. Because my stunt double, Jen, on this was amazing, and she, if it wasn't for her, I mean, I haven't seen the movie yet, but whatever you see, trust, I worked very closely with her. She's this, like, badass. She's not afraid of anything.
Wow.
Like, I learned so much just watching her. She fears nothing. Waterfalls. She jumped out of a helicopter for me.
Really? Yeah. Like a real helicopter?
A real helicopter.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
What was the most extensive thing that you had to do? Like fake that you were falling out or what?
Yeah. Okay, so on this movie, I wanted to be real method and, like, really get into it. So there's a point where I'm in a noose and I'm being potentially killed. And
right.
I'm like, no, tighten it up a little bit more. Tighten it up a little bit more, because I wasn't feeling like it was looking the way that everybody wanted it to look.
Right.
So I said, okay, Zulai, take one for the team. Just tell them to tighten it up. And then just as soon as they kick the box out of under my feet, somebody just come in from the side and swoop me up really fast.
Right.
And they did, but at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was having anxiety attacks. I'm like, why did I do that to myself? Because you feel it after like 15, 20 takes. My neck was like feeling. So never again. I won't be doing never those again. Kind of stunts by
right.
myself again.
I know. When you said a noose, I was like, oh, gosh.
Yes,
that was the stunt you chose.
That's the one I chose. Okay.
Right. Not jumping out. You know, just hang me from a noose. Wow. Oh. Okay. So you mentioned that you love doing comedies, but you also are dramatic. You know, you love dramatic roles as well. Mm-hmm. What's a role that you haven't had that you would like?
That I haven't had that I would like? This was the one, an action film, and that's what I wanted to do, an action film so bad. So when this came around and I got it, I was when I read the script, I was like, oh my god, I have to do all these things.
Right.
Like I was kind of scared, and they're like, okay, well you're up for it, let's go. And it was definitely, that was at the top of my list, was to do like a nice action, like superhero-ish type role. I don't know if it's gonna look like a superhero, but
I mean,
or
I think
actually,
so, yeah.
You know what? That's the next one. Superhero-ish.
A superhero. What would your power be? What would you like?
I would like to, I don't know, I'd like to launch fire or something. Just like, yeah, you know?
I think I'd like to be invisible. I don't know. I feel
that's,
like it,
that's a good one.
I know, you
to
know.
To be able to disappear for a moment.
Right, but that kind of sucks, because if somebody does hit me, then I'm like, I have no other power. Yeah. I just have to disappear. So what's your, you're super busy for sure, but what are some of your hobbies that people don't know?
Oh God, I have a couple of hobbies. I like to paint. I'm not
really
that good at it, but it really relaxes me. I'll go to the beach and take all my paint and my stuff with me, and it's not anything that I want to sell or that I want to, you know, put on Instagram, but it's fun. I find it a lot of fun. I just bought a camera recently, like a year ago, and I like to take pictures, portraits, landscapes. Okay. I love to travel.
Right. What's your favorite place that you've been?
My favorite place that I've been thus far, I just went to Venice, Italy. Like a couple of months ago. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was there with my friend, my stylist and my friend, and I looked at her for like 2 minutes. I was like, you know what? I love you, Simona, but like, we should not be here together. Like,
right.
I should be here with my man. You should be here with your man.
Right.
Just laughed. It's so beautiful and romantic. Mm-hmm. But I'm going back to Italy this in like 2 weeks. I'm so excited.
Where are you going? Just for vacation?
Just for vacation. I'm taking my mom for her birthday.
Nice. Are you going back to Venice or somewhere else?
Oh, we're going somewhere else. We're going down to the south to like the Amalfi Coast and beach it. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have fun. For sure. Now, you mentioned man. Do you have a man?
No, I'm single right now. I've been recently single. I had someone for about 2.5 years, but we're going our separate ways, and you know, life is good. We're gonna
How is dating in LA for you?
You know, I think LA gets a really bad rap. I think there's good people everywhere.
Right.
I just think that, you know, everyone's so busy here and everyone's so self-absorbed in not the most negative way, but they're trying to, you know, get their things going. And so for me, it's been, you know, I had a boyfriend for a while, so I wasn't really dating.
Right.
But now that I'm trying to think, like, am I in the dating scene right now?
You're just available, right?
I'm dating right now. Like, I'm having a good, I'm going on vacation with my mother. I mean, come on.
Right.
But I'm not going to put that energy on me. Like, it sucks dating in LA. I live in LA.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if if anything, I want to say LA is a great city to date in.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
What are some of the qualities that are like you have to have them?
You know, he has to be, at this point in my life, like you have to have a relationship with God, because mm-hmm. that's like really important to me, and I feel like you make better decisions and
right.
just a better rounded person when you have a relationship with God, so that's important to me. But other than that, like I like a guy that's intelligent, that's funny, that is athletic, that likes, you know, that's outdoorsy. Yeah, I got a couple.
Are you like, do you have like a look? You know how like someone like, I've never had this look.
No, I to be honest with you, I thought I had a look
uh-huh.
until I went through my Rolodex in my mind Rolodex of like the I'm like, they don't none of them look alike. Like
right.
I don't really have a type, but I do like that super confident kind of A-type
right.
personality.
Okay.
Which is a problem.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm gonna have to change that, because I'm the same way.
Uh-huh.
I'm confident, and I also have like that, you know. I need to relinquish some control is
right.
what I'm saying.
So you need a man who's probably like he's matches your swag, but he also knows how to check you in a way that makes you go, okay, babe, you got it.
Yes,
fine.
Yes, exactly.
Right, right. That's all we need, guys. That's all we need.
Get it together.
And then, of course, you know, if you what's one thing you would say in a relationship that you've learned in the past, like, okay, I can't do this, or I have to do this differently for your next relationship.
For my next relationship, what mm-hmm. would I not do, or what would I do differently? You know, I wouldn't try and fix anything in anybody. Like, if it doesn't work for me, then I just need to step to the side or let you figure it out. But when you try mm-hmm. to fix somebody, it really takes so much away from you, and then it just adds unnecessary stress in the relationship
right.
because they know that you're trying to change them.
Right.
And you may have the best intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You may have the best intentions of making this person realize that they're doing something that's detrimental or
right.
that's not working for us, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be who they're going to be, and I'm going to be who I'm going to be. But if I don't acknowledge that I'm whatever it is that I do, like, I don't know, let's talk about just a regular friendship.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't recognize that my flaws in it, and you're constantly trying to make me see them, it just doesn't work. Like, you just need to let people do and be who they are and either accept them or move on.
And I feel like so many women try to do that. Like,
yeah.
you know, he's got the potential to be great.
It's all there.
Right, if he only just.
Yeah.
Right. No more if he only just. Let it go. All right, so I know you are, you know, it's really hard to keep work-life balance. And you mentioned that your spirituality is very important to you. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure you make time for the spiritual side, for the physical side, for the career, all of that stuff?
You know, just on a basic level, like, even working out when I'm working gets hard. But, you know, the spirituality aspect of it, I think right now we're having a spiritual moment. It
right.
doesn't, and I don't think that it needs to be like I need to set out a moment of my, which I do anyway. But if life gets busy, you just sit and remember, like, oh, here's this person that I'm interacting with, and my purpose here is to make her know, or to exchange like a genuine moment with her or with him or whomever it is. So I don't really feel that aspect of it is hard. Now, balancing the person that I want to be with the temptations and the things that come with what I do and what happens in our industry is a different thing.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the struggle of life, though, because everybody has them.
Right, exactly. So you mentioned that you've got the upcoming movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
What else do you have that we can look forward to?
Oh, good. So this film that I did, Destined, is
okay.
in the Los Angeles Film Festival. We premiered June 6th. We're
nice.
Sold out, so they just added another showing on the 7th, the
nice.
Next day.
Who's in this movie?
Myself, Corey Hardrick, Jesse Metcalf, Lala, Rob Riley, which I'm missing one person, and I'm going to not like it. Oh, and my friend Margot Bingham.
right.
Yeah.
And so, oh, yeah, Corey was here last month, and he was talking about that, and he was saying how, you know, it was just the acting, and he's like, it's such a rich movie.
It's a very heavy movie. I enjoyed that movie thoroughly for that reason, because it was, I mean, every character in it has a dual life.
Uh-huh.
So we see me as... as the character in one circumstance where I've made one decision that's taken my life into a negative direction, and then the opposite, the complete polar opposite of that. So it's really interesting and thought provoking, because decisions really, every decision that you make really alters the path that you're that you take, right?
Right.
Like from the people you date to the food you eat, like everything, every decision we make has an impact.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I'm excited to see that, actually. So
Thank you. I need to go.
I need to get my ticket before it's sold out again.
Before it's sold out again.
Yes, let me go get that.
Girl, I couldn't even get tickets.
Really? Like, wait, guys, I can't go.
They're like, no, we have a ticket for you and a plus one, but it sold out. I was happy.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Now, is there any piece of advice that you wish you would have had at the beginning of your journey that you have now learned?
There's so many, I think. But one thing that I would is just that you have to, and this is so hard to do because we look to all these people who have these careers and who have, you have to know that you are enough and that you are in the right place at the right time, and you have to know that you can't compare yourself to other people.
Right.
It's just detrimental and counterintuitive to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one can do what you do. Only you can do it how you do it. Only I can do it how I can do it. And I initially, you know, and it was just a lack of confidence and lack of self-love. And as I grow older and I evolve, that's getting stronger and stronger. So coincidence, I'm booking work. You know, that's just how it goes.
See, I love it. I love it. I always say that to people, you are enough. Like, remember that you're enough.
I have this bracelet that says you're enough.
All right.
And on that, it was a gift for my friend Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Daisy. Can I have one too? Thanks. All right. So before we get out of here, what do you want your fans to know about you that they don't already know?
That they don't know. Let me think. God, there's so many things about me that I mean, I'm really goofy and shy and contrary to what people may see on Instagram and on Twitter. And like,
really?
Yeah.
You're shy?
I'm shy. Yes, I can be very shy. And, I love I'm kind of a loner in a way.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also very social, and that's the part that I think everyone sees is my social side. But I'm also a loner. I like to be in my own space. And
so you're like, would you say you're an introvert?
No.
Still an extrovert?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think introvert. I have to look up the exact definition. I mean, right. I know what it means, and I know what everybody's, but is that's somebody who really doesn't.
Who, like, they like being my, they're still social. They're not, like, socially awkward. They don't talk to people. No, they do that, but they just like their time. Yeah.
I like my time alone. If that falls in that category, then maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, like, I had so much fun with you.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome. Where can all of your fans find you on social media?
Zulay _ now, and it's ZulayHenao, because it's so, and it's just _ on both Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, awesome. So you're probably going to be getting some DMs from all these guys. Like, what? Zulay single? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Wonderful. You can find me, Megan Thomas, at MegScoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, all over, guys. You know how
you
we do.
Periscope?
I am, yes.
I haven't tried that yet. I just got on Snapchat, and I'm trying. I'm so bad.
I know. It is so much. It takes up so much time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. For sure. Make sure you guys use the hashtag #BHLNext. So let us know, who do you want on this show? What do you love about these people that we have on the show? Make sure you do that every single week. And if you have anything else to say to me, you can always follow me at MegScoop. We love you guys. We'll see you next week right here on Black Hollywood Live Next.
Bye.
See ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.